Oh, dude, that was you, wasn't it?
No?
You cheated there, didn't you, Chris? That was you. You crafty little devil, you. Okay, well, Wendy. Hello, Wendy. Wendy? Speak to me, Wendy.
She's coming.
She's coming. Okay. Hello, Wendy.
Hello?
Hello, Wendy. How are you?
Oh, thank you.
Are you in love, Wendy?
No.
No boyfriends yet?
No.
Someday, though?
I don't know.
Yeah, I see. What are you doing today?
Not a lot.
No, I can see that because you're listening to this radio station.
Yeah.
Right. Listen, you have a nice day, won't you, Wendy?
Yes, I will.
You're going to give me a kiss?
No.
Oh, go on.
No.
No. Go on.
No.
All right, then clear off.
Clear off.
So, Wendy, thanks for your call. Okay, this is Sunshine Radio. We're broadcasting live from the heart of Shropshire. We're looking at your requests at the moment, Ludlow 5922. And right now, this time, every day, well, not every day, but every week, we have Professor Baloney. And he today is actually live in this very studio.
And now, coming to you live via satellite from his secret community... And now, coming to you live via satellite from his secret community... And now, coming to you live via satellite from his secret communications bunker and wine cellar, it's time for another exciting edition of the Professor Sir Aloysius Baloney Wireless Appreciation Course, the esoteric audio earful aimed at enhancing your imagination. Episode 4. Untitled.
Hello, wireless listeners. Professor Baloney here. My lecture today kicks off with the very earliest forms of communication. So, let us go back. Right back to the very beginning of time. In the very beginning, the planet Earth... In the very beginning, the planet Earth was a red-hot ball. At this time, there weren't any wireless stations, and wireless receivers were not available from discount stores. But it wasn't long, however, before primitive man first appeared in the trees. All day they spent grunting and gesticulating to one another. Some of it was quite disgusting if you were within earshot, and that was the problem in this form of communication. You had to remain within earshot to cop an earful, or be in range to see each other's gesticulations. But eventually, of course, along came the historic day when the first man dropped down from his tree to the earth below. Unfortunately, the earth was still red hot, but this encouraged running, mostly round in circles to start with, but as the earth cooled, running from point A to point B, carrying messages, verbal messages, stored in the runner's head, which made such a message difficult to poke through a letterbox. But fortunately, doors hadn't been invented then, so the problem didn't arise. But as times progressed, the runner became all-important, carrying important news, news of the latest battle results to the eagerly awaiting king.
Here comes the messenger, Your Majesty.
Well, messenger, what news of the battle?
The battle...
Yes, yes, yes.
The battle has...
Have we won?
Battle has...
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, tell us, tell us.
The battle has been...
This method of communication was obviously suspect, but is nonetheless celebrated in history, its spin-off providing a basis for the Olympic Games, i.e. the marathon. Other methods were then developed, such as making noises that would carry a long distance. One of these was blowing into animal horns. And out in Oriental parts, the Chinese even resorted to the banging of large gongs. Gong bashing, a form of warfare and belligerence still practiced today by a few guest house landladies. Yes, I can still taste the kippers for breakfast now. Meanwhile, over in Africa, they, by this time, were sending messages by drums. This was a jolly practice that attracted such a large number of people, they were all gathered together anyway, so they could actually talk to one another direct and have a party at the same time. Another method of speedy communication over long distances was the lighting of large bonfires called beacons on top of large hills, such as Malvern, the Clee Hill, the Wrekin, to give warning of impending invasion or whatever. As a practical experiment, an exercise in this respect, why not try burning a few old car tires down your garden and see how long it takes, how rapidly the woman next door communicates with you about the washing she's got on her line. Right, that's about all as regards the learning this time, because here with the answers to some of your queries is my good friend, Dr. Von Know-It-All. The Kraut Spout with the real spiel. It's all yours, Doctor.
Hello again, friends. This is Dr. Von Know-It-All with another letter from a troubled listener. Dear Doctor, several of my girlfriends and I was sunbathing in the nude by the pool in my yard. The man who lives next door climbed the fence and took a lot of pictures of us before we realized he was there. We are all frightened and embarrassed. What should we do about it? Dear embarrassed, you should hire a lawyer. Have him contact the man, threaten to sue him for invasion of privacy, recover the photographs and send one copy each to Dr. Von Know-It-All, 2646 Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood, California.
Thank you, Doctor. Haven't heard from you in a while. I wonder why. And finally, Martin Kay's appearance in these lectures, playing his saxophone, has brought forth such a response that Martin, along with Harding on drums, have, as a direct result of their appearances, been flooded with bookings to play at local village hops, whist drives, and motorcycle meetings. So they've now started a grand tour with Cookie on piano. Last night, for instance, they appeared before an enthusiastic packed house at the public telephone box Clee Hill. Here's a quick snippet of their performance. Sounds as if it was one hell of a gig, boys. Anyway, that's all from me, Professor Sir Aloysius Belloni. Thanks for listening to this latest lecture in my wireless appreciation course. And until we meet again, all the best and keep listening. And don't let the television take you over. Right, that's it. Here's the theme. I'm off.
Today, good afternoon, Martin Kay with you from now till 2 o'clock with the request programme. And lots of good music it is between now and 2 o'clock. Thank you very much indeed to James Harding and Professor Belloni. What time is it? Oh, 12:07. Yeah, I didn't wake up till 11 o'clock this morning. Not feeling too grand today. Still, never mind. Welcome along, and if you'd like us to play your record, give us a ring straight away on Ludlow 5922, all right, and we'll play your record between now and 2 o'clock. And to get us underway this afternoon, Sister Sledge, We Are Family. We'll be right back.
Sunshine, playing all over Much Wenlock.
You've got a rotten body.
I beg your pardon?
Your car body. Stunt driver, are you?
No, I'm not.
Ludlow Autobreakers. They give top prices for MOT failures and insurance write-offs.
This car just needs a little attention.
Hundreds of second-hand parts on the shelf for cars and light commercials. Hundreds of cars in stock. If it's not on the shelf, they'll take it off the vehicle for you.
Who?
Ludlow Autobreakers. Mitre Yard, Corbridge, Ludlow. Open 8 till 6, 7 days a week. Ring Horace or John on Ludlow 4669.
We'll go there now.
Hurry up then, Squire. That lamppost is overtaking us again.
Cyril Basin is the place to be. He's got the bargains for you and me. Seed potatoes, Wolf and Bosch, Power Tool, and Craven Otter, Cyril Basin rules. Oh, Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Otter's.
And already Cyril Basin is into Christmas trees, which Jim finds useful. Swish Ready Corded Curtain Track, 20% off recommended retail price. Springtime leaf rakes down from $9.45 to $6.50. And a special end of season lawnmower offer. 25% off list price at Cyril Basin on Craven Arms 2761.
Oh, Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Arms, Cyril Basin.
White's Roofing, Risbury, near Leominster. White's Roofing are slating and tiling specialists. White's Roofing are a family firm that's been established for 15 years. White's Roofing carry good stocks of tiles, battens, slates and felt, which is always available for the retail or do-it-yourself customer, and we're approved stockists of Redland. At White's Roofing, it doesn't matter whether you want one tile or a wagon load. If you have any problems with your roof, ask for John or Olive. If we haven't got what you require, then we'll get it for you. Get in touch with the slating and tiling specialists. White's Roofing, Risbury, near Leominster. Telephone Pencombe 263. White's Roofing on Pencombe 263.
Highway Roads and Drives, the business that cares for you. Highway Roads and Drives, Little Stretton, established over 5 years and with 22 years experience behind us. Highway Roads and Drives, under the personal supervision of John Guthrie. We lay patios, supply and erect fencing, and supply and lay paving. Let us lay your new lawn or landscape your garden into a place of functional beauty. We quote competitively and offer a 7-day service. Distance is no object, and we always aim to please. Highway Roads and Drives are now approved by Shropshire County Council to undertake constructing drives and lowering curbs. Highway Roads and Drives, 6 Ludlow Road, Little Stretton. Call in and talk to John Guthrie today or telephone him on Church Stretton 723-440. Highway Roads and Drives, the business that's small enough to care but large enough to be efficient. 103.5 VHF, Sunshine, your neighbourhood station.
I never go out in the rain. Those stormy old clouds are to blame. Life seems so disconcerting when my cigarette starts burning. That's why I never go out in the rain. I never go out in the rain. It's something that I can't explain. One such a silly fellow, putting up that old umbrella. That's why I never go out in the rain. Stormy weather, keeping me inside. A roof over my head, keep me nice and dry. Stormy weather, whatever can I do? I couldn't face another rainy day without you. Some people go out in the rain. To me it seems almost insane. There's nothing quite so boring to go walking when it's pouring. That's why I never go out. I never go out in the rain. Stormy weather, I never go out in the rain. Those stormy old clouds are to blame. Life seems so disconcerting when my cigarette stops burning. That's why I never.
I see. There it is. Good one, that, isn't it? Oh, dear me. That's high society. And I never go out in the rain. I do. And I usually get wet when I do it. Anyway, we've got a card here from 52 Court Cottage, I. Oh, yes, that's near Leominster. That's right. It says, Dear Martin Kay, please could you wish Carl Davis a very happy fifth birthday for today. He likes Freedom by Wham. Oh, I see. Good. He will be having a party later on at Corley Hall in Eye. I see. Well done, Carl. Happy birthday, mate. 5 years old today. That's absolutely smashing. And lots of love and best wishes for your birthday today come to you from Mummy and Daddy and Sandra and Nicholas as well, all right? So there we are. 5 years old is Carl Davis. And a party later on this afternoon at Corley Hall. Posh job, eh? I see. Anyway, Carl, have a super day. And enjoy your party this afternoon. Happy birthday from everybody at Sunshine. And Mummy and Daddy and Sandra and Nicholas as well.
Thank you.
the sound of Wham and Freedom going out this afternoon to Carl Davis of Court Cottage in Eye, who's 5 today. Well done, Carl. Happy birthday to you. And he's having a party later on at Corley Hall this afternoon. So we hope all... Hang on, start again. Put my teeth back. We hope all goes well this afternoon at the party for you, Carl, and have a super time, OK? Right, now I must just tell you about... Hang on a minute. It's finally bits of paper. Right. Mike Smith was down at Ludlow's East Hamlet Hospital this morning, and he'll be sending us a report round about 20 to 1, I think, this afternoon. So if you're interested in the happenings that went on this morning at the East Hamlet Hospital in Ludlow, stay tuned and we'll be keeping you up to date round about 20 to 1 this afternoon. Right, now then, Simon Lewis and Simon Ward and Matthew Smith and Mark Lloyd and Stuart Webb Davis. Have got a record coming for them now from Matthew Castadine, I think it is. We don't know where from, but anyway, Matthew's been on the phone. He's asked us to play Duran Duran for you. So I think we'll do that. Simon Lewis and Simon Ward, Matthew Smith, Mark Lloyd and Stuart Webb Davis. This is for you. Bad boys!
August moon surrender to a dust cloud.
That's Duran Duran. And Wild Boys going out to Simon Lewis and Simon Ward and Matthew Smith and Mark Lloyd and Stuart Webb Davis from Matthew Castadine, I think it is. Anyway, there we are. Right, what have we got here? We're just trying to sort a few things out here. Won't be a minute. Just amuse yourselves. What's this? So let's to go with a letter. That's right, yes. It's all right. Don't panic. That God, blimey, there's hundreds here. Flying pickets are coming. The Beatles. What else have we got? Hang on. Don't get the wires crossed. Alvin Stardust. There's one here for 12:45. Oh, we'll have to wait for that one. Right, what have we got here? For Mum and Dad and Uncle Ted. Hello, Uncle Ted. How are you today? Good. And Paddy the dog. I see. This is from Sarah Priday, I think it is. Or is it Priday? Anyway, never mind. Mum and Dad and Uncle Ted and Paddy the dog are going to have Michael Jackson this afternoon because Sarah likes Michael Jackson, so you're going to get lumbered with this as well. Thank you, Sarah, for ringing. And here's Michael Jackson just for your Mum and Dad and your Uncle Ted and, of course, Paddy. And this is a lovely track. It's called Girl, You're So Together.
All over Ashford Carbonell.
In Hereford and feeling hungry or thirsty? Well then, the place to go is Vaughan's Restaurant and Coffee Bar. It's opposite Hereford Cathedral on the corner of King Street and Palace Yard. Vaughan's Restaurant and Coffee Bar is open 7 days a week and offers breakfast, morning coffee, lunch, afternoon teas, and at night, dinner with a full a la carte menu. Whether you want a sandwich with espresso coffee for those that remember it, or a full meal with a comprehensive choice of wine, when you stand on top of the hill, Titterston, apart from the breeze and slight chill at this time of the year, you can gaze down on one of the most beautiful views anywhere. A view that extends for mile after mile. Shropshire, Sunshine Land. Just think how many pairs of human ears there must be down there. A heck of a lot. Most of whom, it seems, tune to Sunshine Radio at some time during the day. How many are listening now? You for one. Sunshine Radio. What an opportunity to advertise your products or services. So advertise them on Sunshine Radio. Telephone Sunshine Sales on Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795. The Shropshire Scenery and Sunshine Radio. We're proud of them both. 103.5 VHF. Sunshine, your neighbourhood station.
Earth, Wind and Fire from 3 years ago, and Let's Groove tonight, and that's what we were doing last night. Anyway, enough of that. For Donald Meredith in Middleton, happy birthday tomorrow, Don, and happy birthday wishes come to you from Iris and Ian and Neil and Anna. So there we are, Donald Meredith in Middleton, who's celebrating his birthday tomorrow. Hope you have a smashing day, Don, and it doesn't tell us how old you are, but you like the Beatles, so you must be knocking on a bit.
You think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday. It's you she's thinking of.
you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Oh, it's good stuff, isn't it? Yes, takes you back, doesn't it, that? The Beatles, of course, and She Loves You. And that was going out to Donald Meredith in Middleton, who's celebrating his birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Don, for tomorrow. And that's from Iris and Ian and Neil and Anna. So there we are for that one. Actually, they asked us to play Ticket to Ride, but we haven't got that in the studio, so sorry about that. Anyway, never mind. What time is it? It's 20 to 1. My word, Mike Smith's here with the report that I was telling you about before. He was, Mike Smith, that is, he was down at Ludlow's East Hamlet Hospital this morning, and he sent us this report on the reopening of the maternity unit. That was, I think, the celebrations, or at least the actual opening, was this morning. So, anyway, Mike Smith, and here's his report.
11 o'clock this Sunday morning was an important time for the ad hoc committee formed to get together for the reopening of the maternity unit at East Hamlet Hospital in Ludlow. A small group of people gathered to see Chris Upton and Jan Chorley perform the ceremonial reopening by cutting a ribbon of pink and blue, which had been placed across the doors of the unit. And afterwards, I spoke to the first secretary of the ad hoc committee, Chris Upton, who had journeyed all the way from Harrogate to be present on this occasion. Chris, lovely to see you this morning, and if I can cast your mind back some 2 or 3 years ago, what made you pick up the cudgel in the first place to do battle with the Area Health Authority?
Well, first of all, Val Hardwick, one of the midwives, came to me saying how concerned she was by the continuing failure to reopen the unit, and to enlist my support to try and encourage people to take some more positive action as things seem to be dragging on and nothing seemed to be happening.
I see. Was this sort of campaign, how was it waged then? Was it a sort of a war of words, or were more direct means employed?
It was mainly a war of words, but supported by an increasing body of public feeling, so that as soon as we took the argument wider out, more and more people rallied to the cause and insisted that their voices should be heard. It was a war of voices, but they were sometimes fairly raised and heated voices.
So what are your feelings this morning then, having sort of come to share in the success of your efforts?
It's a very happy, very satisfying day to see it. There were times, I'm sure everyone will admit now, when we wondered where we would ever get to this day. And so when I realised it was happening at last, I felt I had to be here and share in these moments.
Okay, well, Chris, thanks very much indeed. And as we all know now, Christine moved from Ludlow up to Harrogate, and another secretary had to be found, and the lady who took up the arms is now standing next to me, and that's Jan Chorley. Jan, were you already a member of this ad hoc committee when you became secretary?
Yes, I was already a member. I'd been a member since the public meeting that they first held, which I think, according to Christine last night, was not very long after the idea got off the ground in the first place.
Yes, and at the time you took over, did you really believe the maternity unit would be reopened?
At the particular time I took over, no, I didn't. Shortly afterwards, when we'd been up to the DHA and heard them say that the unit was necessary for their maternity service as a whole, I thought, yes, we might do it. But it's been one of troughs and peaks all the way along. One minute I thought, great, we're nearly there, and then some awful blow would happen and I'd think we're never going to do it, and it's been like that all the way along.
Yeah. Well, looking back, do you feel you've had the support of town and local areas behind you all the time?
Yes, well, as I said just now, just before we cut the ribbon, we don't think we could have done it without the support of the people, because there were times during the campaign when we had to demonstrate to the District Health Authority that the people were behind us and the people wanted it and the people would use it and the people, and so on and so on. Sunshine Radio came forward and was very helpful. I have to port, don't I? Because I went on the air and asked for support for the bun run, for one thing. Yes, I don't think we could have done it without the local population.
Okay. Now, there has been some criticism against this reopening. For example, I've heard it said you've got to be, what, under 30 and your first baby to get in. How would you reply to sort of such remarks?
Yeah, I've heard these rumours as well, and I took it to the doctors and I said, well, what about this? And the doctors said, rubbish. Obviously, as in any maternity situation, they're going to monitor the mother. If the doctors think there's going to be a problem, then the consultant unit is the place for her to be. And I don't think anywhere along the line that the ad hoc committee would argue with that, or would have done either. But as long as everything's going smoothly, it doesn't matter whether she's 80 giving birth or 8 giving birth. If they think she can do it here, then they'll send her here. So I can report that, you know, the doctors would say that that's not absolutely the whole truth.
Well, Jan, well done, and I'm sure there will be a lot of people who will not only benefit, but will also be extremely grateful for the efforts you've put into the reopening of this maternity unit. Well, one man who has, if I may continue my fighting metaphor, brought up the heavy artillery in this campaign is Ludlow Town Councillor and South Shropshire District Councillor, Peter Causton. Peter, did this committee find you, or did you find the committee?
The committee found me. It was Christine who really got it off the ground, and as I said at the meeting just now, my experience of having babies is somewhat limited. As I said as well, I only changed one nappy. Although my two boys are born here, I changed one nappy and it fell off, so I wasn't asked again. So my experience was strictly limited, and when I first became involved, I thought, well, they'll probably produce a couple of paste, leaflet or something like that. But the document that the ad hoc group produced was so professional that it really stunned the District Health Authority, I think. And I found it a great privilege to be involved with this. And what is a historic day, I must admit at times I wondered if ever would come about. But all credit to the ad hoc group, and if I may continue, excuse me, it's been a community effort. It's Ludlow and District Maternity Unit. When we sent out our questionnaires, we had WIs and doctors and all sorts of people answering, from Bishop's Castle, Clibbury Mortimer, Burford, as well as Ludlow. We had a tremendous response for our walk, and it has been a community effort. And congratulations and thanks to all those people who have been involved and all the bodies involved.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for that. And I do know that, as I said to Jan earlier on, there are some in the community who would say that this unit does in fact have limited value, and perhaps the equipment is underutilised, and I've even heard sort of rumours that there's some problem with the floor in the maternity unit. Any sort of thoughts, or how would you sort of comment to those sort of remarks that have bantered around?
It seems to me that you always get a few detractors and a few people who start these rumours off. I heard the floor was collapsing a week before it was due to open, or a fortnight before it was due to open. In fact, the floor was being recovered, and these rumours do get around. As to the fact, is it needed? Well, there are three babies on the way here now, apparently. We are in a very, very remote area, and I think this was one of the things that came across very well in the brochure, that the document that the committee did turn out. One of the committee went to great lengths, going with an AA book, I think, all over Britain, and found that this Ludlow unit was the most remote area in Great Britain. And this shows the need for it, and I think the support we've had also shows the need for it. And I think the committee and the people who supported it have been positive, and I hope for God's sake those detractors will turn around and be positive, because we're determined that this unit will stay open and will not reclose again.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, now that this maternity unit, as you say, has been reopened, is this the end of the ad hoc committee, or do you see it to have a role to play in the future?
I think we have a role to play for at least 6 months. We've said that we'd carry on. There have been rumours that it will only be open for 3 months, or it'll be reviewed after 6 months. Well, obviously the District Health Authority are going to keep reviewing the situation, but we have always felt all along that to be positive, the unit has got to be open. And equally, that if it's open, staff will come forward. And it's to the credit of the District Health, to the ad hoc committee, that they pressurise the DHA into saying, make an opening date, open the thing, and we are convinced staff will come forward. Because we're in the dilemma where they would keep saying we've got 3 or 5 staff. And then next month it would be down to 3. Then it would be up to 4 again, because people were unsettled. Nobody's going to move here, settle here, if they don't know the unit is open and is viable. Now we've nailed our colours to the mast. We've got it open. Now we hope the staff will come forward.
Okay. Well, finally, Peter, if I were to say to you what's been the moral to this story, what would your reply?
What is the moral to the story? I don't know. It's keep going through thick and thin. And it does show that the right sort of pressure can work. I've only attended one DHA meeting, but we all, four of us, had our little placard and we stood up, and I can't remember the exact wording, but said something about Ludlow babies need a maternity unit now. That impressed the unit. And I think if you are responsible, if you don't, sort of, if you can get away from the sit-ins and the real things that really get the DHAs back up or anything like that, if you can be responsible, and if you can get the community behind you, then I think the moral of the story is you can move mountains.
Well, Peter Corston, chairman of this ad hoc committee, thank you very much indeed. And this is Mike Smith for Sunshine Radio, delivering the local news from East Hamlet Hospital's maternity unit, Ludlow.
Thank you very much indeed to Mike Smith there, and well done to all those involved in the campaign. A marvellous job, well done. Thank you very much indeed.
Sunshine, playing all over Cliverty Mortimer.
299 metres, Sunshine, your neighbourhood station.
Farmers, have you got problems with your arable cropping? Then talk to the professionals in crop management. AR Chemicals of Tenbury Wells offer a slug and leather jacket pellet spreading service, low ground pressure spraying, and they supply agrochemicals, Cornish calcified seaweed and fertilisers. You can ring AR Chemicals 7 days a week on Tenbury Wells 811 185. Or call in and see John Rawlings at Greenhill Springs, Kearwood Road. That's just opposite Palmer's Meadow. AR Chemicals, the professionals, on Tenbury Wells 811 185.
At Ludlow Tyre Services, you know you can get the best deal and best service on tyres and batteries. Call in now for a free check and compare our prices. We also sell 2050 engine oil at only £2.99 per gallon. Yes, only £2.99. And filters at big discounts. Spot and fog lamps are only £5.98 per pair. Roof racks £6.90. And trailer boards for only £10.35. With antifreeze, de-icers, car polishes, donkey jackets, overalls, boots and Wellingtons. Plus much, much more. Call in or phone us today. Ludlow Tyre Services, opposite the Cork Street Post Office. Telephone Ludlow 2401.
Calling all householders and farmers and anyone who wants to save money on fuel oils. Bates and Hunt, your local suppliers, can save you a load on a load. Bates and Hunt have special offers now and a monthly budget plan to suit your pocket. For details, phone Telford 44873. Bates and Hunt are authorised Esso distributors and have Argo and Raeburn fuels and kerosenes. In fact, all farm and domestic fuels. Phone Bates and Hunt on Telford 44873 and save money on your fuel bills. Telford 44873. Also branches at Hereford and Shrewsbury. Oakers of Leinster offer a full range of used office furniture. Filing cabinets, swivel chairs, desks, lots of simulated leather reception chairs for hotels, clubs and offices at a quarter of the original price. Architects' plan chests, office dividers, magazine tables, trolley files, everything you might need for your business, and all at a fraction of the original cost. Oakers even have china tea sets for your tea breaks at only £8.95 a set. And it's Oakers for your own electricity, with Kubota generators at discount prices which you'll find amazing. All this and more at Oakers, New Street, Leinster. Telephone Leinster 3393.
Sunshine playing all over Lentil Stocks.
Lurking from a window above, it's like a story of a dream. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday, moving further away. Won't you hear me? All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I ever knew, only you. Sometimes when I think of your name, it's only a game, and I need you. Listening to the words that you say, getting harder to say. When I see you, all I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. This is gonna take a long time, and I wonder what's mine. Can't take no more. Wonder if you understand, it's just the touch of your hand. Behind a closed door, all I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day.
There we are, that's the Flying Pickets and a track called Only You, going out this afternoon to Terry Miles in Ludlow. Happy birthday for next Wednesday. Next Thursday it is, Terry. Sorry about that, mate. And all the very best for Thursday. Lots and lots of love from your wife, Kath, and sons, Dean and Carrie. Okay, so that's Terry Miles in Ludlow celebrating his birthday next Thursday. And lots of love from Kath, Dean and Carrie there, and they asked us to play that for you especially. And also one here for that record for Jenny Lear and Nick Parry of Stonehouse in Doddington. They got engaged recently, and wishing you all the best, it says, from Mum and Dad Parry. Please play around about quarter to one. Well, a little bit late, because we had Mike Smith on at quarter to one. But anyway, congratulations to Jenny and Nick there from Stonehouse in Doddington. And wish you all the best of luck for the future there. Right, now then, we've got a couple here for Tom Jones and the Green Green Grass of Home. For Alan Mann in Leinster from his wife, Teresa. And the message is, don't get the wires crossed. I see. Okay, there you are, Alan. That's the message from Teresa. And Tom Jones will be coming up for you in a second or two. And also, please play the Green Green Grass of Home for Mr. and Mrs. Tipler in Kidderminster. With kind thoughts from your loving son. Ah, isn't that nice? Better known as The Voice. Anyway, that's Mr. and Mrs. Tipler there in Kidderminster. Well done to you, and kind thoughts from your son, The Voice, right? And also one here to Phil and Pauline Bannister. They've just moved into Meadowbank in Ludlow, and hope you like your new house. Love from Karen and James, it says. So there we are, Phil and Pauline Bannister. Hope you like your new house from Karen and James. And also one here to Sheila and Derek at Greet. I know what this one is. Thanks for the super party last night, or was it this morning? And that's from all the hungover presenters and their wives at Sunshine. And the Alka-Seltzers will be for lunch. That's right. Here's Tom Jones taking us back to 1966.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry, and there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at four gray walls that surround me, and I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. For there's a God. Daybreak again, I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me 'neath the green, green grass of home.
Tom Jones there, and the Green Green Grass of Home going out to Derek and Sheila out at Greet. Thank you very much for the party from all the lads and their missuses. And also to Phil and Pauline Bannister, just moved into Meadowbank from Karen and James. And also going out there to Mr. and Mrs. Tipler in Kidderminster with loving thoughts from The Voice. And also going out to Alan Mann in Leinster from his wife Teresa with the message, don't get your wires crossed. Okay, now then, what have we got here? A letter. My word, a letter has flooded in. Wait a minute, what's this? Before we read the letter, we'll have to do this one. Mrs. Pauline Norton of Burford. Happy birthday, Pauline, for next Tuesday. And also celebrating your 9th wedding anniversary. Well, congratulations there. Superb stuff. And it doesn't tell us who it's from. That's good, isn't it? But please, would you play Queen around about 1 o'clock if possible? Yes, we'll do that. So that's Pauline Norton of Burford. Happy birthday for Tuesday, and also congratulations on your 9th wedding anniversary. We can only assume that comes from your hubby. Now then, this letter comes from One Bower Cottage in Corley, and it says, Dear Martin, this is a very special request. Oh, yeah. Would you please play the record of Queen, I Want to Be Free? It's for, now listen to this, because it's important, okay? Mr. Clive Cowell of Forge End in Corley, because he has a 25th birthday on Wednesday. That's the 21st of November. Congratulations, happy birthday, Clive, for Wednesday. And please say happy birthday to him, and please, please make it at 1 o'clock, as it's going to be taped. Oh, my word. Lots of love, it says, from Joan and Rip and Pauline and John and Sharon. And I like this bit on the end. It says, thank you, Martin, you're sweet. Thank you, Joan, for the letter. That's very nice. Oh, that's marvellous. Made me feel great now, that has. Anyway, there we are. So congratulations and happy birthday to Clive at Forge End in Corley. And also, we've had somebody on the phone says, please, would you do this with the letter for Clive? It's also for you, Clive, from Anne and Raymond and Joan and Michael and Auntie Mary, all at Corley. OK, so there we are. That's Clive Cowell, who's 25 on Wednesday. And here's your record.
Free. I want to break free.
103.5 VHF. Sunshine, your neighbourhood station.
Oh, that was great. Let's have some cocoa, darling.
I'll just pop and put the kettle on.
Oh, my God!
What's happened?
We've been burgled!
What a mess!
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, who could do this? Oh, why?
If your home isn't secure against thieves and vandals, contact Integrated Security Services, the burglar alarm and security specialists. You could be next for an unwelcome visit. Let ISS show you how to protect your family and property at a price you can afford. ISS will demonstrate an intruder alarm system designed to suit your home free of charge and with no obligation. It's the sensible thing to do. Don't delay. Contact ISS now. Ring either Frank on Richards Castle 335 or Philip on Tenbury Wells 810776. That's Richards Castle 335 or Tenbury Wells 810776. Don't delay. Contact ISS now for protection and peace of mind.
Write in to us at Sunshine Radio Ludlow or telephone us on Ludlow 3795 and find out how easy it is to advertise here on your station, Sunshine.
When the weather gets cold, one phone gets hot. It belongs to Thomas Henry Nottingham. He's your local agent for Sagas propane and butane gas cylinders. Thomas Henry Nottingham, for cabinet heaters too. Give Tom a ring now on Brimfield 575. That's Brimfield 575. His advice is free, and he'll arrange a quick delivery. Thomas Henry Nottingham for your heating requirements at Barn Garage Wooferton. There's always a warm welcome at Thomas Henry Nottingham.
Rainbow Superstore.
Rainbow Superstore in Leominster.
For kitchens, bathrooms, tiles and more.
Come along and see kitchen displays by Grovewood and Symphony.
Bathroom displays.
Louvre doors.
English-made hardwood external doors, only £49.50 including VAT.
First quality crystal tiles from £2.99 a box of 50.
Worktops, £7.55 per metre run.
And Rainbow Superstore offer a complete fitting service.
There's a security centre too with locks and bolts.
At Rainbow Superstore, Church Street, Leominster. Telephone Leominster 3108.
Rainbow Superstore.
Sunshine, playing all over Leicester's pool.
There's a ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor. Tomorrow for old England, she sails. Far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies and gales. I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow, though my heart is full of tears at this farewell. For you are you. I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful. I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell.
As a wicked war ablazing, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see that foreign flag a-raising, the guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings no sorrow, but how bitter will be this last farewell. Dear, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful. I have loved you dear, more dearly than the spoken word can tell.
Though death and darkness gather all about me, and my ship be torn apart on the sea, I shall smell again the fragrance of these islands and the heaving waves that brought me once to thee. And should I return safe home again to England, I shall watch the English Miss roll through the day.
Elvis Presley and The Last Farewell there, and that's going out this afternoon, especially to Sandra and Vicky and Sean at Albrighton, from husband Jerry. And it says, just tells us here that Vicky and Sean are getting christened next Sunday, that's a week today, at St Mary's at Magdalen, I believe, in Albrighton. So congratulations to you, Vicky and Sean, getting christened next Sunday. And that's from Jerry, all right, presumably Dad. Right, and also we play that for Wendy at the sports shop in Ludlow, because we forgot to drop the tape in to her this week. She knows what it's all about. Don't worry about it. Okay, what have we got here? A letter, another one, yes. And it says, Dear Martin Kay, will you please shout a big hello to Sarah Ashley at 152 Woodrose in Woodside in Telford, as it is her 14th birthday tomorrow. Please tell her to leave the boys alone now. I see. Hello, Sarah Ashley, over there in Telford. Happy birthday, my love, for tomorrow. And this comes to you with best wishes from Sheila and John and Lee and Adam. And not forgetting Russell and Jamie as well. OK, so there we are. That's Sarah Ashley, who's 14 tomorrow. And another letter in, actually, from your very own home. Indeed, it does say 152 Woodrose in Woodside in Telford. Dear Martin, please could you play a birthday request for our daughter, whose name is Sarah Ashley. Well, we know that. She'll be 14 years old tomorrow. We know that as well. She'd like to hear Limahl with Never Ending Story. Oh, I see. But if you haven't got it, we'll leave it up to you. Yes, we've got that. And that's from Mum and Dad and Paula and Carl. So there you are, Sarah. Double dose for you today. 14 years old tomorrow. Superb. And leave the boys alone. I should think you're just starting, aren't you? Anyway. Have a super day tomorrow and happy birthday to you, all right? And also one here for Mandy Hardesty of Newnham Bridge. She's 13 on November the 30th, so happy birthday to you, Mandy, for the 30th of November. And this comes to you from your friend Tina Wagstaff in Rochford. So there we are. Happy 13th birthday on the 30th of November to Mandy. And here's Limahl, just for both of you, Sarah and Mandy.